Reporting from Wichita Falls, I'm Mitch Watson for KCCU. Fresh exhibits at art galleries are often essential for maintaining steady attendance. Changing out pictures and paintings usually isn't too much work, but sculptures are another story. The Kemp Center for the Arts works to enliven its sculpture garden with all new pieces each year. It's an ongoing tradition for the past 8 years. Executive Director Carlana Fitch says this time of year seems to attract more visitors from Wichita Falls.
This past 2 weeks, we've probably had an abundance of people because, of course, people think, oh, next May it goes down. That's a long time. And then all of a sudden, May's here, and they're like, I haven't gotten down there, or I did really like a certain piece. I want to go back and see it. So the last couple of weeks have seen an influx of visitors.
Artist Joe Barrington says he helped to start the sculpture garden. He says switching out the sculptures can be quite a task.
And then I'll stay up here till Saturday. We always rent the lift, and we use it to pick up the heavier pieces, move them, load them on the trailer. Busy week. This week's always gets kind of hectic. Sometimes we'll have 3 or 4 people standing around ready to load or unload.
Barrington has been sculpting professionally since 1986. He often displays his own pieces at the Kemp Center. But what goes up must come down. This week, he's taking down his stainless steel sculpture of a rattlesnake. After loosening the bolts and harnessing the pole, Barrington uses a lift to take down his artwork. Other artists who displayed their art this year have come down to the center to assist with the removal.
And then when you unbolt it, it's gotta be flat, it's gotta be raised up.
Many of the sculptures in this year's garden are heavy and large. Others are mounted on poles extending 12 feet into the air. Law and artist and Cameron University professor Benton Warren is at the Kemp Center to retrieve his sculpture. He says although his piece is leaving the center, its journey isn't finished.
Destination?
Yeah, where is it going?
It's going to
go?
The University of Texas at Tyler. And
Excellent.
It'll be on display there probably for about a year. I don't know if it'll go anywhere after that or not. Actually, they have Tarrant County Community College over in Fort Worth now has a sculpture garden. And so they're very interested, too, in keeping some of these things circulating.
This Saturday, the Kemp Center for the Arts will hold a garden party to celebrate the premiere of the new sculptures. Fitch says the event will be open to everyone.
We have a garden party on the grounds at 6:30. That is when the sculptures are officially open to the public. That's the first that the public is really invited onto the grounds to see them. The garden party, there really is no charge for that. It's just a lovely evening. We have a lot of fun. We'll have music out on the grounds while people are out there.
9 sculptures are premiering Saturday and will remain on display until next May. In Wichita Falls, I'm Mitch Watson for KCCU.